A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation who fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded at the gift of the Holy Spirit. That they should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciple, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I've heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. If you think that you must love God so God will love you back, you're mistaken. You are mistaken. It's just not the case. God doesn't need our love. His love for us is unconditional. Listen to what St. John says in his first letter. "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us." That's the primacy of grace. Grace or love, whatever you want to call it, comes first. Jesus couldn't be more explicit. "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you." Now, if you play the game of love so that God will love you, you're lost. You are lost. If you think that you must earn your salvation, that you must work your way into God's heart, you are lost. Think about it. We wouldn't exist if not for God's love. The existence of everything, from the archangels to the tiniest worm, is because of God's love. Love precedes our intelligence, our wills, our desires, and our existence. We don't need to earn it, nor can we merit God's love. However, God's unconditional love doesn't tell the whole story. There is an if quality to God's love. Another name would be conditional love. It's in today's gospel. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. There's the if quality of God's love. To make sense of both God's conditional and his unconditional love, we must focus on the word remain. God's love is given unconditionally, but remaining in that love is based on keeping his commandments. God's commandments are there to awaken his love in us. When we live out God's commandments, his love works its way into our bodies, into our hearts, and into our minds. That's because God's love is an active force. It increases in us the more we live out God's love. So rather than going through all the commandments, Jesus sums them up in one commandment. Here it is. Love one another as I love you. Notice Jesus not only commands us to love one another, but to love one another as he loves us. Now, what does that look like? Well, first of all, it has nothing to do with loving others in culturally approved ways. The cultural understanding of love is often superficial. It's sentimental. It's unanchored. It often boils down to this: you gotta be nice. I'm sure you've heard it. But our human efforts to love does not define God's love. So what does God's love look like? I'm gonna show you. There it is, everyone. Jesus on the cross. That's God's love. Jesus giving himself to us to the very, very end. He holds nothing back. That's real love. And that's what Jesus is commanding us to do. We are to love each other to the very end. We are to hold nothing back. So here is where it gets radical. We are to love our enemies as well. Yes, we are to love others who hate us, even to the point of dying for them if we are called to do it. So here's the goal of all this. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. Accept God's love. Then do what he commands you to do. That is, to love each other to the very end. Do not hold anything back.